Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A loud explosion shook the Chelsea neighborhood of New York City Saturday night, injuring at least 25 people, possibly one critically. New York Police Commissioner James O'Neill.
As of this time, the exact cause of the explosion has not been determined.
As of
now, investigation into this incident is active, and at this time, an extensive search is being conducted. As the mayor spoke, there's an ongoing situation on 27th Street right now. The area around the explosion site is being treated as a crime scene.
New York Mayor Bill de Blasio said there were no indications it was a terrorist act, but he said it was intentional. VOA's Isha Sarai was on the scene when the explosion occurred.
I heard a very loud explosion, sounded a bit like a firework, and it was just one single explosion. Didn't hear anything after that, didn't hear any screaming. But I've talked to a few people out here who are residents in nearby buildings, and they said their windows were shaking, and the explosion was heard for blocks around.
Earlier in the day, a pipe bomb went off in the state of New Jersey. That's just across the Hudson River from New York City. It happened before a charity race. That run was called off. Mayor de Blasio said there was no indication of any connection between the blast in New York City and the New Jersey blast. U.S. military says it stopped an air raid against Islamic State fighters in eastern Syria after being told by Russia that it might have struck Syrian government forces, but dozens of Syrian troops were reported killed. Russia called an emergency session of the U.N. Security Council to talk about it. U.S. expressed regret for the deaths in Syria. This is VOA News.